This is Politics on Parade here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. Well, we said on this show when the Hobby Lobby decision came out that that was one of the worst decisions we'd ever seen from the Supreme Court. Okay, yes, there have been worse decisions, like Dred Scott, but we weren't alive back then. And now, thanks to U.S. District Court Judge Sean Cox, that Supreme Court ruling has been expanded. He ruled that a Detroit-based RG and GR funeral home, they were legally protected when they fired Amy Stevens, a transgender employee who wished to dress as a woman. They fired her for religious reasons. If this ruling stands, it basically means that any company can fire anyone for whatever religious reasons they wish to claim, and there's nothing that can be done about it. You can fire gay people. You can fire a woman who had an abortion or is living in sin. And no matter what types of protections a state might enact, that's too bad. Basically, it would proclaim to companies across the country, fire at will. It was big news yesterday when Donald Trump shook up his campaign with some new hires. They tell us a lot about how he plans to run the rest of his campaign. And he is clearly not going to try to expand his base. He's going to double down. He's hired Steve Bannon to be his campaign CEO. Bannon is the editor of the online site Breitbart, which is a notoriously right-wing, conspiracy-minded, racist website. The Southern Poverty Law Center has written about the expanding white nationalism and racism on that site. But that's not what we talk about on this show. We talk about sex. So where does Bannon and Breitbart stand on sex? Well, when it comes to being anti-gay, they're pretty extreme. The site regularly uses anti-LGBT slurs in their headlines. And the guy most responsible for their writing on that site that has to deal with gay issues is a man named Austin Roos. He's president of the Catholic Family and Human Rights Institute. They've been designated as an anti-LGBT hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center. So that gives you an idea of just how extreme the anti-gay is. Now, that's not to say that they're discriminatory. They actually hired a gay correspondent. He's their technology correspondent. His name is Milo Yiannopoulos. He's referred to as a homicon. That's a term that refers to a homosexual conservative. But this is Breitbart, so maybe you won't be surprised that he's actually not very pro-gay. In fact, he wrote that he would cure his homosexuality if he could. Here's the headline from one of his Breitbart articles. Gay rights have made us dumber. It's time to get back in the closet. For a gay man, he says a lot of anti-gay things. He says, I would love to be cured. Who wouldn't want to be cured? Of course I want to be cured. I've tried to pray the gay away. He said, gays have been told for 30 years that they were born this way. That's a lie. Born this way was invented by the gay lobby as a runaround of the religious right. The religious right was saying that homosexuality was a sinful lifestyle choice. And then the gay lobby invented the gay gene. Or how about this? Most of the reason I went gay is so I didn't have to deal with nutty broads. Imagine how much worse they're going to get when the passive-aggressive manipulation tactics stop working because the guy can get himself off with a thinner, hotter robot anytime he wants to. They're going to go mental. And then there's this one. But the thought that I might influence my child towards a lifestyle choice guaranteed to bring them pain and unhappiness, however remote that chance may be, is horrifying to me. That's why, quite simply, I wouldn't bring a child up in a gay household. So, homicon and profoundly anti-gay, but don't worry, he may not believe all the anti-gay things he writes in his column because he admits that he uses a whole bunch of unpaid interns to actually write them for him. He does write his own Twitter stuff. That's gotten him banned for life. So Breitbart as a whole is profoundly anti-gay. and so is Bannon. He's got some pretty ugly things that he said about transgender people. So this is not a hire that's going to convince gay people that Trump is actually their best friend, but how is Bannon for women? Well, we know that the site has been all in for attacking Planned Parenthood. They said that it has racist, pro-Nazi roots, that Planned Parenthood clinics were committing a sinister pattern of black genocide, and the publication was all in supporting David DeLeiden's really horrific, dishonest attack on Planned Parenthood. So not very good for women. How about the woman that he hired? That should help. Her name is Kellyanne Conway. She's his new campaign manager, and she's an attractive woman, something that Trump probably likes. But her history may not make her that popular with women. One of her clients that she worked with before was Missouri candidate Todd Akin. He infamously lost his election after he claimed that women couldn't get pregnant during rape because their bodies shut that whole thing down. She has had experience as a campaign pollster, but who did she work for before? The National Organization for Marriage, the extremist anti-gay organization. And not surprisingly, Conway is both anti-gay and anti-women's reproductive healthcare access. She says women don't really care about reproductive rights. She said, and I'm quoting her, "We need to address women from the waist up." I don't think she's going to help him with women. And then to put the icing on the cake, they've added Roger Ailes. Now, he's been advising the campaign for a while, but the former head of Fox News, the man who was forced out because of numerous accusations of sexual harassment against his employees, he's going to be the man who's going to help get Donald Trump ready to debate the first woman representing a major party running for president of the United States. Good luck with all that.